Prime Minister Scott Morrison has killed off the controversial National Energy Guarantee at a party room meeting earlier today. Business leaders have expressed dismay at the decision, which they say will drive power prices up. So now the NEG is no more. What lies in store for Australia's energy policy? Genji Sato finds out.
The final legacy of the Turnbull government died earlier today when the Liberal Party met to officially scrap the National Energy Guarantee, or NEG as it's known. The NEG would have forced energy providers to meet tougher standards in a bid to reduce electricity prices and cut carbon emissions. The plan angered some members of the Liberal Party, who criticised the plan for focusing too much on cutting carbon emissions and not enough on cutting energy prices, leading to the ousting of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that he's now committed to cheaper electricity prices, but there are fears that all the political squabbling could actually lead to more expensive electricity prices. James Pearson is the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Business and Industry, and he says that every day of uncertainty is costing Australian businesses big time.
It's very disappointing that the government's decided to walk away from the NEG. It's a policy that had broad-based business and political support, including several states and the federal opposition. It's disappointing because while we welcome the government's urgency to cut energy costs, that's something we applaud, we also need to see long-term action with bipartisan support to provide investment certainty in Australia's energy supply. Industry is concerned that while on the one hand, the government clearly gets it on the need to cut energy costs and do that quickly, it also needs to see signs that the government understands that long-term investment certainty is required, because unless we can see greater investment in increasing the supply of energy long-term, then the laws of supply and demand mean that inevitably the cost of energy will rise and reliability will be threatened. That's why we need both short-term and long-term solutions to Australia's energy crisis, so business and households can afford their power bills today and be confident that they'll be able to afford them in the future as well.
The Grattan Institute's Energy Program Director, Tony Wood, said that Australia was now effectively without an energy policy, now that the NEG had been killed off.
You know, regardless of who's in government, I think it would be good to see some credibility about what we're going to do to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And if we're not going to have a policy, then, you know, that creates uncertainty, because most industry would assume that at some point emissions are going to come down. So things will continue. So, you know, I think the second best at the moment, rather than having an inefficient national policy, which maybe the NEG was, it wasn't perfect, what we'll now have is a series of, you know, individual companies will be doing their own thing, state governments will do their own thing, so that'll be a bit of a mess, I think, is what we're going to see until something else emerges. And what could emerge, of course, is after the next election, we could see whoever's elected, whether it's Labor or a new coalition government, although most people would say it's more likely to be Labor, come through with a policy that actually does cut through this noise. And secondly, if we are going to do that, we also have to address the issue of reliability, because the second part of the National Energy Guarantee, or the NEG, was an obligation to ensure that the system was reliable in an absolute commitment sense. If we don't have that, then the people who operate the electricity market will have to do something else anyway, so we'll probably end up with a NEG Mark II. Whichever way you do it, the policies we're going to use are going to be almost certainly less efficient. That means more expensive and possibly less reliable than they would have been otherwise.
More renewable energy is needed to drive electricity prices down, according to Chris Dunstan, the research director at the Institute for Sustainable Futures.
Essentially, every expert body in the country, from the Energy Security Board to the Australian Energy Market Operator to the ACCC, have recognised that the impact of the current renewable energy target is having an effect now in reducing prices, because we've got more renewable energy capacity being built. And if we provide signals for a more capacity of any kind, including renewables, then that's likely to have a downward impact on prices. And as renewables are currently the cheapest form of new capacity that's available, more renewables will tend to mean lower prices.
Chris Dunstan says that Australia's renewable energy targets could be in danger unless a political solution is found soon.
It's about time that our government got its act together in terms of a long-term bipartisan approach to the issue of climate. This should not be an issue about ideology. This should be a question of practical policy that our investors can rely on, so that both our consumers and an environment get a chance to move forward to what will hopefully be a lower cost as well as a lower emission future.
Chris Dunstan, Research Director at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Kenji Sato.